Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, I need to prepare you for some political realities. And it's the opposite of what I want to see happen. So when you get angry at me because you're not hearing what you want to hear, I want to remind you right here from the beginning, I don't want to be saying what I'm saying, but the facts are the facts. And I come on here every day to expose things, show you things, suggest alternatives. And by the way you can tell disinfo agents in the alternative media is when they scare the living hell out of you with some pretty good facts and sometimes inside information, but then they offer nothing, never offer anything to correct situations. And we do try to do that here on the Common Sense Show. And we realize some of our ideas are better or worse than other ideas that we present, but at least we're trying. But what I'm about to tell you right now, I don't think is in dispute. It's concerning, and it's going to affect all of you for a very, very long time to come. And it's more philosophical with ramifications that spin off of that that are very serious for all of us. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. We are brought to you by the products that brought me back from death's doorstep. And I just want to say this off the top. I was at, and I'll probably bring up some of the contents of my conversations I had at State Farm Stadium yesterday, where I made a 3-hour appearance with Iron Hawk Financial. And I'll talk more about that specifically later. I may even devote a segment to the encounters I had with people that approached me. One lady, God bless you, she drove in from Orange County, which is about a 6.5-hour drive, just to meet me. That's a very humbling event, very humbling, and I'm very honored. And there were other people that went through some, let's say, obstacles to get there. And some of them shared with me groundbreaking stuff. And I'm going to share a little bit of that with you. Some of them reinforce the battles that I'm fighting with their own personal experiences. And some of them were political operatives that really shed light. But I'll get into that. But anyway, right here, the sponsor for this show is Magic Dicol. And I owe my life. Today is full body workout day. And those of you who have done the gym routine, you know how taxing that's going to be. And then tomorrow I follow up with my sprint workout and my heavy bag workout. It's challenging. It's fun that at my age, I can again do these things. And I say again, because I had lost touch with my once, okay, decent athleticism. And when I got strep lungs, RSV, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Eventually, it would have taken my life prematurely. Doctors are very clear. And Dave, you're not going to recover from this. We can only mitigate it so far. Well, Scotty Sachs brought me these products. The first one is the Nanosoma liquid spray that when you order the starter pack, you're going to get 3 of these. Maintenance dose is 5 times once a day. I was using it once every hour on the maintenance dose because it's all natural and you can. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. By the end of the first week, I was walking up a flight of stairs, not running, walking. And then within a month, I was working out again, but then the joint started failing again. The old reasons I stopped working out as hard as I did because I had pain in the joints. Well, the Nanosoma liquid topical gel, you rub it on and over time it grows pluripotent stem cells and it works at different rates. I'm not going to mislead you. You don't take it today and tomorrow you're fine. It took me with regard to a particularly bad knee and a sore shoulder. It took me 6 to 8 weeks before I started feeling complete body relief. I started feeling it pretty quickly in my shoulder. That was the 6-week. The 8-week mark was my knee. And today, I don't have any restrictions. I couldn't even touch a squat before. Now, on my workout days, I do goblet squats. I do Bulgarian split squats. And if you're familiar with that, you go, wow, that's not bad. Yeah, my risk of falling is down dramatically, which is the major cause of all-cause mortality when you're over the age of 50. And this is very, very, very important. Then the third part of this regime is the skin cream. And the vanity is there. Yeah, the fine lines and wrinkles, but I've used it for cuts. It's also good for burns. The three pack together is 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not destroying MAGA. She's reflecting a truth. Listen, I am still a supporter of Trump because there's still more good than bad, and the alternative is a disaster. Okay, do you want to be ruled by Red Square? Well, that's where Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon. And that's not hyperbole. That's a fact. AOC sounds more like Fidel Castro and Lenin than she does a U.S. congressperson. And listen, she has so much that she could have going for her. She's got charisma. She's pretty. She speaks fairly articulately. I think her command of history needs some work. But she could influence people, and she is, for the worse. She's convincing young people that sitting on your butt and doing nothing is good because this is what socialism is all about. And she calls herself a socialist. Well, I'm telling you her story because this is where we're headed. MAGA is not dead, but MAGA is dead in the water, and there's a civil war in MAGA. And my state is the bellwether state for this condition nationally. My state is Arizona. I've had a lot of contact with people in political power in Arizona. A few are Democratic, the majority are Republican, and they're all saying the same thing. And you need to listen to what I'm telling you, because this isn't just tied to Arizona. We export our BS nationally. In fact, I get chastised by my colleagues in Atlanta, in Philadelphia, in Dearborn, Michigan. I get chastised even in California, where you wouldn't think it could get any worse than Gavin Newsom. But it is. We send them how to cheat. We taught them how to do the uniparty. Now, California doesn't cover it up very well. Arizona has the pretend Republican versus Democrat. There is no pretend in my state. All the problems we've had with elections in Arizona, let's just go back to 2022. 56% of the voting machines in Republican-dominant districts, meaning more than 50% plus one, failed on opening. 56%. That's almost 6 out of 10. Doesn't that seem like a practical impossibility? But that's the fact. I mean, this has been adjudicated in court. That was facts and evidence introduced, not challenged. It was the BS excuses that said, well, okay, it was okay. Well, you know how many were in Democratic districts? 0%. And then they had to come up with, well, the people are asking questions and they're screaming and yelling at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors meetings. And they're assailing the reporters for not telling the truth. And it was just widespread craziness. The Arizona Republic, their ratings fell to the basement because people stopped believing the BS they were writing about this event. Well, they came up with an excuse. And you know what they said? Well, in those Republican districts, they used a different paper for runback. What? Well, why would you even use a different paper in any state-run election? And why was it just in Maricopa County and in no other county in Arizona? You see, this is what erodes public trust. When people hear such an obvious lie. Now, here's what's interesting. Who was in charge of those voting machines that failed? And you just drop your vote in box 3. You know how that can go. Who was in charge? It was the Republicans. Who said this was the most fair and free election ever in Arizona history? The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, 4 of the 5 were Republicans. There's no difference. This is public, by the way. I played the tape on this show. It made the media. It was on local Phoenix media. It was Channel 3, Channel 15, Channel 10, Channel 12. All the majors played it. Jeff Dimwit, as I call him, the former head of the GOP, should be in prison for facilitating a bribe. offered Kerry Lake on tape a bribe not to run for the Senate seat against Ruben Gallego, who now sits in SC. Millions of dollars. Where's it come from, Jeff? Well, Kerry, very rich people back east, very powerful, and I told you I wouldn't be safe. That's on tape. It was introduced in court evidence when Kerry Lake challenged the election. And this was evidence accepted by the court. So this isn't in dispute. So please, you trolls out there, don't even waste your time. So what do we have from this? A GOP leader trying to bribe a GOP candidate to lose to a radical democratic socialist. What does that tell you? It's a uniparty. And yesterday, and I think I'll have to break this down more in a later post, but I got to talk to another person first. I have been approached in the last 2 weeks by three people of significant power in the Arizona GOP. I didn't say prime power, although the Republicans have no one in any of the major offices other than, was it Secretary of Treasury, I believe, Kimberly Yee, who I think does a good job. Everyone else is Democratic. Pretty interesting. And Maricopa County in 2020 and 2022 had major, 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 major election problems. And that was a Republican that was running that. I mean, they had transport of unsupervised boxes of votes. And by the way, this is in the court documents too. So this is facts in evidence. And all done by Republicans. See, I think your problem in New York City is your Democratic Party. Okay. Communist Party, actually. Your party in Michigan, your problem in Michigan is the Democratic Party. It's the problem in California. Although California, if you think Steve Hilton is your friend as a Republican candidate, he's as bad as Newsom. Okay. Trust me. In fact, I need to get Paul Preston on in 2 weeks, and we'll talk about Steve Hilton, the head of the New California Movement, Paul Preston, that guy. So let's get down to a little bit more here. So I'm approached at the State Farm stadium event by three people. So that makes four in 2 weeks now, who have significant Republican ties and a fair amount of power. Two of them, high power in the most influential area in Arizona. Uniparty, uniparty, uniparty. Listen to the next part. Zionism deluxe. It's your duty to do what Israel tells you to do. No, it's not. I respect the Jewish religion. I respect the nation of Israel. I want Israel to survive. I want Israel to be an ally. I've said this a million times now. Eh? But I'm under no obligation to subvert my faith, subvert my national allegiance to anybody else but Jesus Christ and the United States of America. But that's not what's being peddled in this state. My own representative, now I'm going to come out with it, name her by name. Her last name is Champ. She is a Christie gnome on horseback. Me? I'm a rancher. I'm just an American. God bless Trump. And da 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 da. MAGA, 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 MAGA. And she introduced legislation to outlaw in state documents the use of the term West Bank. That's Gaza. That's the Palestinians that were the victims of what Charlie Kirk called genocide on the Patrick and David show. And she said, no West Bank. You must use the terms Judea and Samaria. I plan to write to her tomorrow and say, oh, does that also include the worship of Baal, Moloch, and Asherah? Because that's where the hell this is going. That's a GOP, self-professed MAGA, giving you the Zionist view. Now, let me give you the second part of what these four people in the GOP who had or have some power, what they told me. At the center of this in Arizona is five letters, TPUSA. And they named names. They named events, and they were very, very clear with me that, in fact, I asked this couple, I said, am I on the right track? And they said, you may be understating the problem. And then I listened for about 20 minutes, took a document, which I'm still filtering through, and we're going to report more on that. So I want you to hear this in a summary fashion now, what you can take with you. And then I'm going to talk about what the challenge is, because I'm giving you the prime reason that MAG has been disassembled. Okay? The MAGA Civil War has a root, and we're getting to that point here, but I had to lay out the facts so you could progressively follow this, because if I just came on here and gave you the conclusion, you'd be screaming, facts, not in evidence, you're just making up stuff, and the trolls would come out of the woodwork, and there'd be chaos. Okay, so this is why I'm methodically going through this. But I will tell you this. Of the four people who've approached me, only one has agreed to ever come on my show, and with limited discussion points. Read my lips. There is genuine fear. Do you remember when Aubrey Lish came out and she had a recording of her firing and how inhumane and unjust it was? And it was just the purging of anyone who's not perceived to be totally Zionist. Do you remember that? That took guts. And then there are a couple others that have come out, made videos from their car, stuck them on YouTube. One of them actually was disguised. Okay, in other words, altered voice, couldn't see the face. TPUSA insiders. They're all afraid. And they're afraid for a reason. Because they're up against very, very powerful people. And let's just put it this way. If you believe in the truth and not the official version of what happened to Charlie, and you were close to this situation, you would be fearful too. Okay, so let's get down to the bottom line here. The bottom line is that we have been overtaken in MAGA by Zionism. And I'm saying this as someone who has a long history of supporting Israel and taking criticism for it. I still support Israel. If Russia attacked him today, we would have to come to their defense. Okay, I think that's pretty clear where I stand. But I'm not in favor of doing what they tell us to do when it's a war that's not in our best interest. And that doesn't make me anti-Semitic. Okay, but Zionism permeates the GOP now. And through organizations, primarily TPUSA in Arizona, Zionism rules supreme, and to the point where I've got my representative making a dumbass piece of legislation, Judea and Samaria, not the West Bank. What the hell is a state representative doing something like that? Does that tell you how far the infection has spread? And it's nationwide. And there are other elements into this besides Zionism, but I don't want to convolute the issue. I want to stay on the central point. But there are tributaries of contributors here that are important, and I will cover them at a later time, but not to convolute or confuse the issue here. I'm going to stay on this one point. Trump has been captured, in my humble opinion, and I want to help him be uncaptured because he is the right leader for America, but right now he stepped off on the wrong path. So you say, well, which is it? Do you support him or not support him? I support him, but I don't support what he's doing right now. And I think you all need to understand this, that if we had continued with Kamala Harris, this would be an absolute communist police state by the end of this year. And then the midterms would have been locked up. It had been totally a one-party state. And we'd have been a California projection nationally. In fact, I'll even go further. It wouldn't have been California. It'd have been closer to communist China. So with all the things I'm saying that I don't like about Trump and the war and the Epstein list and so forth, Okay, you could have it a hell of a lot worse right now. And it cuts me down the middle of my soul right now that Trump has lost MAGA to a large extent. And I'm telling you, that number is way over 50%. Way over. I know people tell me they're burning their 47 hats. And these are people who voted for him three times. So how is it that he's being controlled and flipped? Well, the one theory is there's nothing like getting shot in the ear and then being promised protection. Or more of the same can happen with worse consequences, not just for you, but for the people around you. If you don't do what we want, and that basically means you're going to bury the Epstein list. And if you think that's BS, you did not see the congressional interview between Thomas Massie and Pam Bondi. This is criminal activity by Pam Bondi 2 days into her tenure as Attorney General that is shocking, disgusting, beyond belief, and it's being orchestrated by people inside the White House. How much of it goes right back to Trump, I don't know, but he is responsible as the chief executive of the executive branch, right? When we go through that, you're going to have a, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me experience. So I'm living, but by the way, too, the people who have approached me, three of the four, have basically tried, or they're trying to enlist my assistance in a rebellion reaction against the uniparty takeover. It's warranted. With some of you who fall into two camps now, if you're in the camp that Trump can do no wrong, you won't participate in this because you won't see the need, and America will continue to fall into the state it's going to be in, where the midterms are lost, the general election will be lost, and you'll be a total communist state. And if you didn't get enough of a whiff of that in the Biden administration, you weren't paying attention as he and his family members took $25 million annually from China, as exposed by Comer in the House Oversight Committee hearings. They were public people. I can't make this stuff up. I wouldn't even think of this. I wouldn't even think a president would dare even come near this. That's exactly what happened. And that's what we're going to return to in spades on steroids. We will be a communist state. You may as well just put the hammer and sickle above America because that's what we're going to be. You know, my wife said it best. We're driving home from the State Farm event yesterday, and I'm telling her some of my concerns beyond what I've already told her. And she said, yeah, but if those Democrats get in, and she's right. The other group of people here that reject what I'm saying today are the people who've jumped off Trump's ship entirely. Dave, you can't even defend him 1%. Who do you're just stupid if you believe he's any good. He's a Satanist. He's a globalist. He's a this and that. And that's the other camp. And both camps are simultaneously attacking me in the comment section. And I look at this and I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, Trump is the right man at the right time for this country. We got to bring him back on the path. Hear me and hear me clearly. Trump is the right man at the right time, but we got to move him back to center, to who he really is. And I think we can do that by blowing up the Epstein files and the traitors he has inside his own administration that are undermining him. And one of those people was Pam Bondi. And I think her actions I'm going to expose courtesy of Thomas Massie in the next segment. I think this will lay to rest that this isn't about Trump. This is about Israel and the preservation of secrets from the island. Stay tuned. It's going to get interesting. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. I owe Charlie Kirk this broadcast. And it doesn't bring me pleasure. I don't enjoy exposing people's flaws, but it is part of the job. And I think TPUSA is a dangerous organization for the welfare of America and America interests, particularly the Christian religion that tries to remain independent of other religions' influence. But we have someone leading this organization as powerful who's a total and complete fraud. And I would not refer to this person as a good person. And there's just too much that's happened. And I want to walk back in time. I expressed extreme grief on behalf of Erica Kirk. And very early on, I did not like what I was seeing. I just thought, this is just bizarre. She's not looking like a grieving widow. Well, there'll be good reason for that, as you'll find out. And then it was after about 2 weeks, and it was clear that at the presidential ceremony for Charlie, she was sidelining the parents. It was clear when she began to celebrate the money made instead of grieving her husband publicly. I just said, this is not real. And then her background started to surface. The lies came out. And I'm going to expose some things here. And other people have been saying this for a while. And I thought, okay, I can make my point, but we need to cut the head off the snake. And the snake is TPUSA. And we need to expose Erica Kirk for what she is and what she's done. And the observations that I've made, and feel free to disagree or agree, but I owe this to Charlie. Because soon we will leave the Charlie Kirk saga behind for the most part. Because we're entering a new saga, the fall of America, because we don't control our destiny as a country. And we are bankrupting ourselves, compromising our military security on behalf of another nation. And we're going to have a lot bigger problems than the loss of Charlie. But I owe this to Charlie for what he did for this country. And we lost a great man. He wasn't perfect, but he was a great man. We're going to get into it right here. But first, I want to show you something that I think all of you in these tough times need to be embracing right now. This should be your part of your medical privacy kit, your first aid kit. 3 NanoSome liquid sprays that boost your immune system. And like me, it brought me back from death's doorstep. Then you have the topical gel that can restore joint functioning by growing pluripotent stem cells. And then you get the skin cream, fine lines, wrinkles, cuts, and burns. Together, it's 15% off. That's the starter pack. I can't endorse these products any stronger, and you need to have these for what lies ahead. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I sat down today and I said, as I move further into America's dilemma and helping my audience prepare for what's coming, I said, before I begin to put Charlie in the rearview mirror in history, he'll never be forgotten. And I will do follow-ups as they're appropriate. But before I do that, I had to expose this. I think the most stunning revelation, though, lies outside Erica Kirk. And it's what Baron Coleman did and what Jimmy Dore helped to expose, and I tried to expose it as well, that 3 scanners, police reports, someone trying to get out of the SUV that Charlie was in with the door open. And why didn't the police pull over the car? I think the conclusions are obvious. Let's start with Erica Kirk for this. Let's end with Erica Kirk. You people out there want to follow her? You want to follow TPUSA, that's a Christian Zionist organization, part of geofencing America's churches? That should scare the heck out of you. And it also tells you they're not your friend, not if you're really a Christian. But the leader gives me pause. It's now surfaced that Erica was taking acting lessons. And what was the central theme as it's now being reported? How to grieve. And we've seen the dab of the eye out of all the nonsense. It just strikes me as phony as a $3 bill. But the grieving. One of the biggest issues I found in looking at Erica was the response of Charlie. I just remember how supportive my in-laws were when my mom died. And I've seen it in family after family after family. And how did Erica treat Charlie's family? You're shut out. You don't get to speak at your own son's memorial. Instead, you bring on these irrelevant politicians that had no business going out there and spouting the GOP crap. Totally inappropriate for a memorial service. But Charlie's mom and dad and the sister can't be heard. And Erica's facing now a new foe. It's Charlie's mom. I wondered when this was going to happen. Charlie was divorcing Erica. He had filed the paperwork. He had committed to it also in text messaging. He was 4 days into the process. So much for the Shabbat Shalom. Daddy's home, put the keys away. Well, when Daddy came home from Asia, they slept in separate bedrooms. Charlie took down their wedding photo from the studio. He wasn't wearing the wedding ring. The evidence is so much out there now. Charlie was separating, and this would have been devastating, a Christian man, Christian marriage, and he's getting divorced, but he couldn't take it anymore. And they had shouting matches heard by many. And most of it was over Zionist funding for Zionist goals that Charlie opposed. Oh, he didn't? Oh, TPSA, you want to lie? Well, explain this, the PBD broadcast. He called October 7th a partial false flag with a slow walking response, and then the genocide in Gaza. Those were Charlie's words in that broadcast. And you want to say, oh, he's friends. Yeah, he turned down Netanyahu's $150 million. He got dressed down in the Hamptons by the donors, and he says, "No, we're not doing that." And he told Tucker on this topic in a presentation for TPUSA to go full max. In other words, criticize the Zionist movement. He wanted to bring back Candace. That's in writing. That's been proven. Yet they want to start this false narrative. Charlie just loved Israel. He may have, but he sure as hell didn't love Netanyahu. And the United States being used as their proxy military force. And he was very open about this. But Erica, no, that wasn't the case, now was it? I'm just looking at my notes here. I just wonder. Oh. I don't want to put the mom, Charlie's mom, in a bad position. I'll let her speak for herself. When Charlie came back from Asia, he came to the house, see the kids, but he did not want to stay in the same bedroom, and he wasn't wearing his wedding ring. Shabbat Shalom, right? Daddy's home. Throw the keys in the drawer, right, Erica? And then we have the final email, where he was expressing concern over the paternity tests. Erica was being exposed. Is that why she was at Fort Huachuca 2 days before the event, along with the head of security and her ex, or maybe not so ex, boyfriend? You know, there's even stories now surfacing about her being blackmailed and also carrying on with a particular person. I'm gathering info on this, and I'm putting that out there because, Erica, I want you to know, we all know, you can't run from the truth any longer. There's the Romanian thing. And here's something people aren't really talking about. When she was a real estate agent in New York, do you know who her firm was connected with? Oh, somebody who owns an island. And then there was the Erica takes over, and 6 days after, and we've made a big deal about this on the show, she's celebrating the money raised. 6 days after Charlie was gone. Exuberant over the money. Wow. Former employees, there was a purge for anyone who was perceived not to be bending the knee to Erica. They all knew Erica wasn't qualified to lead a seven-figure nonprofit. Of course, when you're breaking a lot of finance rules, maybe it doesn't matter. Of course, you put a state senator in charge as a CFO in charge of your finances, and he has no financial experience. Well, that explains why another senator under Erica's auspices received $4.5 million of almost untraceable money, illegally shuffled from a 501c3 to a 501c4, $4.5 million to a UPS Dropbox. Where's the AG on all this? Where's the IRS? And I'm just going through these notes I have here, and it's an arm long. Charlie had his ring off on his last broadcast. Don't give me this, I'm a widow. You're not a widow. You were in the process of being discarded by your husband because he found out about your past. I never dated. Really? Okay, we've covered that. I didn't drink. Night from 2013 to 2018. I didn't, really? Well, we've covered that too. But she starts her heaven, make heaven crowded tour with people who have bizarre allegations at the Harvest House, bizarre and illegal. I mean, serious crimes being alleged. And she thought that was a good place to start, make heaven crowded. Really? Tell me how that works. You see, the Lord speaks about the road to hell is wide. The road to heaven is narrow. So when you went to use that Harvest House Church, Erica, were you on the narrow road or the wide road? There is no grieving widow. There's an opportunist, money hungry, serves ball. That's the God, right? The prosperity gospel. That's ball, Ball, mentioned in the Bible several times. Plagued the Egyptian and also to the mostly the Israeli early Jews. We're plagued by the same thing. I'm not saying people today are any better than the Jews were then. Baal, Moloch, Asherah. Erica serves Baal. There's allegations about Moloch. This will come out as well, too. I don't need to step out on a limb here because people will bring this out. Charlie was done with her. There is no grieving widow. And what you see all the time on social media is that, how dare you attack her? She's a grieving widow. Like the lies she tells, we're just supposed to look the other way because her husband's dead or soon to be ex-husband. And then, of course, here's the thing that should have gotten every detective's attention. The life insurance policy that flipped to her. How do you take out a policy on your husband and make the CEO the beneficiary? The husband dies, the wife becomes the CEO, and this huge life insurance policy goes to her. Can you tell me why detectives aren't looking at that? And it might be as pure as the driven snow, but what do you think, people? What do you think? I think you all should be sending this to someone like Graham Allen. Oh, I defended her like you are, Graham. But I don't have cognitive dissonance. I'm not paid. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't, but you fit the profile of someone who's paid $7,000 to $9,000, $11,000 by our friends in the Middle East to produce publications demeaning Candace Owens and protecting Erica Kirk. And there's a lot of you out there. People call themselves pastors and they want to hide behind Christian Zionism. It's your duty. No, it's not. It's my duty to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, not my duty to be subservient to a nation that's not America. America, Erica. Funny how that rhymes. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't overcome these challenges if we don't expose who the people are and what they're doing.
We have a big job ahead of us. We thought we had things turned around with the re-election of Donald Trump. And now I see MAGA in the throes of what just happened. That's what people are saying. Well, we're going to cover the war effort in some depth. But I had to come back here and for Charlie, justice for Charlie, I had to expose the grieving widow. I don't buy it. And I'll say this too as a person with mental health experience, therapy, teaching, course writing on the subjects. The body language exposes the lies. And if that wasn't bad enough, I brought in Sherry Edwards with her voice analysis technology. She's saying the same thing. It's a woman on a mission. Fixated on getting the job done. What's the job? Well, to help convert the churches in the Western United States to Zionist views. I'm sorry. I am as sure as I can be in my mortal existence where I'm going after I die. I know that. And it's not getting me there by bowing down to Genesis 12:3 and Netanyahu. It's because I understand what the resurrection's about. I understand what it means to me with regard to repentance and serving the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't seek revenge here. No one's going to touch her because TPUSA is doing what certain interests want. So they're not going to touch her. They're not going to look at the finances that Wolves and Finance have exposed or Danks has exposed. We're not going to see any of that being acted upon. Yet there's plenty of evidence. But what we can do is say that we're going to hold true to our values. We're not going to let this woman, who Charlie was leaving, and this organization that's done a 180 from what Charlie wanted, and we're fighting him while he was alive. We're not going to let them influence us. We're going to hold to our Christian faith. We're going to be America first, not a Middle Eastern nation first, not Genesis 12:3 first. We're going to hold to our values. And if we hold to our values and we prep for the hard times that we've already entered into it, things have a way of working themselves out when you have the blessing of the Lord. And I believe we can. And we are supposed to call out the evildoers. So for those who will attack me, oh, you're anti-Semitic and where's your sympathy? No, this is my Christian duty to not let the flock be led astray. And Erica Kirk is one of the flockers. She's trying to lead us astray. Speaking of flock, does your church have flock cameras? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. God bless Charlie Kirk, and I'll be glad to see him in heaven without his wedding ring. I'm still stunned by what I told you earlier, but I stand by it because it's being reported in multiple places. But Jared Kushner opposed Netanyahu, did not want the war. He said, let's continue with diplomacy. We're making some progress. Guess who won the argument? I'm shocked that Kushner was backing off. And I think he was thinking about the global impact. Well, we're going to tell you what the projected American impact is going to be. JP Morgan's coming out with stuff, and one of their chief economists has written the fact that we're headed for really, really bad times. This is JP Morgan, right? This is not Democratic talking point. And other economists are speaking out too. And I've looked at some of the projected data, and there are some commonalities I'm going to share with you. And I'm not sharing it with you to frighten you. I'm sharing it with you so you can best prepare and organize. Maybe you need to do a ride share. You got to look for the specials, do the coupons, the digital coupons. There's things you can do to lessen the pain And I want to project for you what the pain is likely to be according to economic experts. I'm not an economic expert, but I am capable of looking at different sources and looking for common themes. And if we do insert the 82nd Airborne, which appears likely now, they canceled training exercise, can be deployed in 18 hours, and the war is not going well. Well, okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the war is stepping up. Remember, Trump said, oh, the Kurds are coming in to Iran to invade. And the Kurds are saying, what are you talking about? That's just not true. They're desperate. This administration is now desperate. They listened to Netanyahu. He took them down the primrose path. Now we're paying the price. How much price are we going to pay? Well, we'll tell you after the break. If you're sitting on some money, and I mean a pretty good chunk of money, not necessarily seven figures, not necessarily even six figures, but not $100 or $500. And if you're sitting on money, okay, do you want to be recession proof? Would you like to set up income stream that you can greatly increase what you bring in and not pay very many t much tax? And it's perfectly legal under IRS code 7702. Well, Joe Lombardi has figured out how to do this. One of Wall Street's once the very one of the very top. Well, he was one of the big brokers, one of the big boys, and he knows how this works. He learned it. Now he's teaching people who are not named Rockefeller, okay, Kissinger. All these people that made enormous fortunes doing this, he's now teaching it to people who didn't previously have access, and it's recession proof. And in this critical economic environment, this is something that you seriously need to look at. All you need to do to get information is go to DHHawk, Dave Hodges, DHHawk.com. Fill out your contact information. One of Joe's people are going to call you. And let me just tell you this very quickly. Joe and his people will not waste your time. They don't have the time to waste on false promises leading you down the primrose path. This is a long process, and it's a process governed by law, and it's one that they follow to the letter. So they'll tell you immediately, well, I think this could be good for you, or I think maybe you should look at some options. DHHawk.com. All right, let's take a look at the projections here. I just am shaking my head that we're putting up with this crap. And I'm shocked it's coming out of the White House. Joseph Lufton is now writing about this. He's one of the top analysts for JP Morgan, but he's not the only one. There's a whole cadre of economists, and some of their projections make what I'm going to give you here look tame by comparison. Projections. S&P is going to lose 70%. NASDAQ is going to lose $3.5 trillion of wealth. Now, this gets into your pensions, people, your 401ks. This is why I tell you, never, never, never have a retirement associated with a bank. You've heard me talk about that in relation to Noble Gold for years. It's insanity. Dodd-Frank 2010, they can keep your money. Inflation will eat you up, and this is what's going to happen. Estimated $3.5 trillion out the door with pension declines and savings declines. This is off the charts, catastrophic. 3% increase, actually 3.5% increase in consumer price index, inflation. And you know it doesn't come evenly with the 3.5%. Remember, they don't count the price of gas or food. Yeah, you think it could be a lot worse. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the way that core inflation is organized. Okay, interest rates will skyrocket to 10 to 12% if we're lucky. Remember when they were 18% under Carter? Gasoline will. It's hard to pin down timelines because I read by May, by June, by September. I don't know, but I'm telling you this. They're all saying the same thing. Outside California, and there's no limit, gas is going to exceed $6 a gallon. We're well on our way. I don't think that should surprise anybody. Food prices are expected across the board on average to increase by over 20%. This is what we saw in the worst days of inflation with Biden. And we were all screaming at the top of our lungs. This is off the charts nuts. Hiring is going down. The jobs report is a disaster. And add in AI and what businesses are going to do to save money to save their business. What do you think that's going to do to employment? Exactly. Layoffs will be catastrophic. Federal ability to cover the federal programs like unemployment, state programs, unemployment. No, it's going to be real difficult. Global stability is in question right now. I mean, right now there's so many moving pieces. I can't tell you who's going to fire the first shot outside US, Israel, and Iran. But that potential exists. We're going to look more at that. Now, let me sum all this up. Okay. Here is your summation. We are looking at some bad days of stagflation. That means you got inflation, but the other economic indicators say, oh, no, we're going into deflation, stagflation. And there's no answer for it. The Federal Reserve has never had an answer for it. There will be no answer for it. We have to live with it. Now, let's back away for a second. First of all, you got a 401k or IRA associated with the bank, get it the hell out of the bank. And I mean that sincerely. You say, what do you do? Well, gold and silver, and silver kind of questionable now, but gold is a good refuge. But gold is increasing fast, so you better move on that. But you need to diversify. This is why I go back to dhhawk.com. This is one thing. If you're sitting on money, okay, you don't go one pot. But you want to take a big pot and put it with Iron Hawk Financial. Also, too, I'm telling you that, well, people are going to laugh when I say this, but crypto is going to break out. It was artificially suppressed. We've covered that story ad nauseum. We showed you how it was happening. And I said they're just waiting for the right time for it to explode. The right time is when the elite get more than their fair share, right? Because they've depressed the price. And also market conditions warrant, okay, this is where we want to go. And people will be flooding to this once the economy begins to crumble, and that'll drive the price up. And I've told you this now, and this is the ideal time to get in, but you need to diversify. But I keep going back to DH Hawk. If I was sitting on, let me just say conservative, 25,000, 100,000 or whatever, and I got a bonus or inheritance or whatever, I'd have to look at all of these options. Okay, now you need to coupon clip, and I'm being very serious. Minute details of saving money over time will make a difference to the inflation rate. You need to combine trips. All the things that we heard in the 70s when we had the Arab oil embargo, which was mostly fake, designed to drive up oil prices for oil profits. But that aside, you need to do things that are going to save on gasoline, save on food. You're going to have to really conserve on your utilities because the data centers are making you pay for them by co-opting our public officials with campaign donation and God knows what else. And like my utility bill is going up, we estimate between 15 and 17% in 2026 because of the chip factory that's 25 miles from my home, and they're eating up our water. You need to prepare for a potential dark period. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And your preparation started yesterday. And you say, well, I don't know if I can totally catch up. I'm on a limited budget. Do what you can. You look for the sales and you get the 3 for 2 or whatever you get. And then you need to limit your eating out. Sorry, restaurants, but expensive. I can't believe fast food is as much as a sit-down meal now. It's a joke. McDonald's, Burger King, they're a joke. So damn expensive now. You're better off going to Chili's. But you need to really conserve because the people that batten down have prepared and they can bypass a lot of the inflation, at least for a period of time. They're going to be far better off coming out the other side. And let me leave you with an economic principle. Wealth is relative. If we both have dimes, we're pretty equal. If you have a dime and I have a quarter, I own you. And I'm much better off. And I have a bigger buffer. This is why I'm telling you, you need to listen to all the options I'm bringing and do what's best for you. But to do nothing will make you a victim. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.